So Chamishia Vayigash, I'd like to raise a question. So after, you know, we discussed, Yaakov comes back to life, Atachiruach Yaakov Avian, Rav, Od Yosef Bini Chai, the diak that we made, it's not just Yosef, but it's Yosef Bini, Betoras Bini, the Aglarufa, right, that he retained his identity. So we have that Yaakov goes down to Egypt, and there's the first Minoy of all of the different members of the Beis Yaakov. And there's a discrepancy in the way that Yosef is described. Evaleli Yosef Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so he was in Eretz Yisrael, no question there. Asher Yalda Lo Asnas Bas Potifera Koinones Menashe V'Yes Ephraim. So with respect to all of the other children of Yaakov, it doesn't say who their mother was. It just says Eilish Mos Menei Yisrael Bay Mitzrayim Bechor Yaakov Ruven Uvenei Ruven Chanoch Ufalu V'Chatzin V'Charmi. Who's Mrs. Ruven? Uvenei Shimon Yimuel V'Yamin V'Od V'Yachim V'Tzochar. Mishal ben Aknani, so Vnei Levi Gershon Kasimari, who is Mrs. Levi, Vnei Yehuda Er Veonan Veshelu Laferetz Vazarach. So we happen to know from Bereishis Lamed Ches, you know who the mother is, but not here. Vnei Yisachar Talufuva Veyo Veshiron. But Yosef Asnas is reintroduced. Question number one. Question number two, which is already noted by Rashi. Kol Nefesh Abali Yaakov Mitzrayim Yotzei Yerichom Bavad Neshev Vnei Yaakov. Kol Nefesh Yishim Vashesh. Rashi already points out Kol HaNefesh. As opposed to Esav, which has Nafsho space, so there were only six of them, and here we have 11-fold, 66, 70. So it's a beautiful drasha that Rashi quotes in the Vayikra Rabbah. That's because Esav, Elo was Harbe, so they were not Nafshos, they weren't integrated. Of course, Yaakov, they were all monotheists. You know, as the Rambam says in Hochos Kriyat Shema, at the beginning, you know, Yesh Mikem Echad Shein Omid Imi B'Yuchud Hashem. So, in any event, they're called Kol HaNefesh. And then once again, Uvnei Yosef, Asher Yulado B'Mitzrayim, Nefesh Shnayim, Kol HaNefesh, Leveis Yaakov, Abba Mitzrayim B'Shivim. So there's two counts. There's the 66, and then there's a second count, which is the full 70. Of course, you know, how to get it, really, 69, so how to get to 70. All right, so Yocheved is Nolda B'Nachomos. All right, that's not our purpose. We want to point out the two discrepancies. Again, the role of Asnas, which is reintroduced, and none of the other wives of the brothers are mentioned, and then counting 66, and then counting another three to get to the final number, which is 69, but really 70, because Yocheved is Nolda B'Nachomos. So what's this about? So obviously, you know, as Rashi notes, based on the Vayikra Rabbah, this isn't just an enumeration, but we're talking about something cohesive. There's been a schism for 22 years, and now it's Kol HaNefesh Habal Yaakov Mitzrayim. Everybody's back on the same page. Rashi quotes Vayikra Rabbah, that's a theological sense, but also very much the familial sense, that despite the terrible trauma the family endured, Mechiras Yosef, right, everybody is able to be reintegrated. The question is, how is that possible? You know, what makes that possible, this reintegration? So obviously, the Ramban would like to say Musaro Shel Yosef, Yosef's goodness and his integrity and his ability to be Mavir al Midosav in a very remarkable way. All of that is true. But in a deeper sense, I think the Vayikra Rabbah cited by Rashi may itself be the answer, that, as we've noted many times, Yosef just grows and grows and grows in his Yirah Shamayim in Mitzrayim, right? Biladai Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro, Halo Elokim Pesronim Sabrunali, Esa Elokim Ani Yarei, Kila Mechia Shalachani Elokim Lefneichem, Ki Nachon Adavar Mim Elokim Emimahar Elokim La'asoso. All of Yosef's personality means rooted and has only grown in terms of his, you know, depth of his bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's the reason that when Yosef is included in the original account, Vayivaleli Yosef Eretz Yisrael, Meshri Yaldala Osnas, Bas Potifera Koinon, Es Menashe, Ve'es Ephraim, it highlights the achievement of Yosef. Yosef had been married off, again, against his will, to an Egyptian woman. She may have had great personal credentials. But Yosef had to take responsibility for the chinuch of his children under unprecedented circumstances. He does so remarkably well. And so the Torah is emphasizing, right, despite the fact that these children were born to an Egyptian princess of sorts, an Egyptian aristocrat, the daughter of an Egyptian priest, right, Yosef is able to raise Menashe and Ephraim with everything that entails. And then again, the Torah stresses that the 66 came down, but they integrated seamlessly into one nefesh with Bnei Yosef, Asher Yulad Lo B'Mitzrayim. But we didn't know they were born in Egypt. The Torah has told us that umpteen times. Nefesh Naim, Kol Nefesh of Es Yaakov, Haba Mitzrayim Hashivim. So really, I think what the Torah is telling us by, again, introducing Asnas and emphasizing the birth of Menashe and Ephraim and Mitzrayim, and despite all of that, saying that it's one nefesh, it's not nafsho space, so it's kol ha-nefesh, habal Yaakov, mitzrayma, kol ha-nefesh, the base Yaakov, haba mitzrayma, shivim, it's one nefesh, you know, they're kulam omdin, b'yichud Hashem, including Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim, is Yosef's enormous achievement. You know, people who are very busy, very successful, very powerful out of their household, you know, how much can they achieve as fathers? Yosef achieved an enormous amount as a father. An enormous amount as a father. To raise a Menashe and Ephraim, Asher Yuldalo Asnas, Baspatifere, Koinon, Asher Yulado Beretz Mitzrayim, Yosef achieved an enormous amount as a father. And for his children to be integrated into the Nefesh, Beis Yaakov, a singular Nefesh, right? Ein Lahem Elohus Harbe Eloha Echad, is to Yosef's eternal credit. And again, he remains the inspiration for every Jewish parent in the Galus.